When you were young, they might tell you you better be good or somebody will get you.
Yeah.
Who's going to get you?
Goblins.
Ever heard of the booger man or the bad man? Or the devil?
Bad man, but never heard of it. Uh-huh. Either goblins or bad man.
Suppose there's a house out in the country with no one living in it, and stories start to go around about where things are going on. Somebody hears noises in there at night and so forth.
Spook house.
And the things.
The house is haunted.
Uh huh. And the things that were making it haunted were what?
Spooks.
If you go out some morning, you say, and it's not warm, you say it's kind of cold, sort of cold, rather cold.
Oh, say a little cold or chilly.
Uh huh. If you agree with someone and you want to agree more emphatically than just saying yes, what would you tell them?
Sure.
If you meet a good friend someday and you inquire about his health, what would you say to him?
Hi, this morning.
And suppose you're introduced to a stranger, you shake hands, and what would you say?
Pleased to meet you.
You say howdy or how do you do? Or?
Might say, how do you do, but uh-huh. If the name is mentioned, I might just say, pleased to meet you.
Suppose you have a visitor, and you don't want it to be the last time he comes to see you, so you say, I certainly enjoyed your visit, and I hope you'll
come back again.
What did you used to say to each other on the morning of December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And 1 week later, you say what?
Happy New Year.
Did you ever say Christmas gift early on Christmas morning? Or what did you say in Dutch at that time?
No.
You spoke Pennsylvania Dutch when you were young, did you?
My folks never exchanged Christmas gifts.
Uh-huh.
And us children never.
Is that
to my recollection, I don't know that we got Christmas gifts at home.
So that's something you started later then?
Yes.
Suppose you see something in the store with you, you say, let's go inside and find out how much that is. Fellows that go hunting might be complaining. They would say that the hunting isn't so good anymore because the game has gotten awfully. S-C-A-R-C-E.
Awfully scarce. I was studying whether they might use something else, but I never was a hunter.
Along about the first of the month, the bills start becoming
due.
If you're a member of a club or some organization, you have to pay
dues.
If a housewife runs out of sugar, she goes over to the neighbor lady and
borrows.
If a boy puts his head down on the floor or the ground and rolls over, what do you say he did? Turn to what?
Turn to flip-flop.
You ever hear him say Somerset or Somersault?
Turn Somersault.
I swam across, I swam across.
I've heard it both ways.
Uh-huh. He dived in or he dove in?
Dived in is about the only thing I've heard.
He was drowned, he was drowned.
Drowned. Usually.
He climbed up a tree, he clung up a tree.
Climbed up.
I have often climbed up, I have often clung up.
Climbed up, that's it.
Speaking of a child just learning to say his prayers, you say that it went over to the bed and did what?
Nailed.
And suppose someday you aren't feeling too well, you say, well, I think I'll just go over here to the couch and do what?